News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's imposing tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China. Sagar Magani has details.
Sources say the Trump administration is moving to fire FBI agents involved in investigating the president. The firings would be a major blow to the Bureau's historic independence and part of a stunning pattern of retribution in the administration's first weeks, including the Justice Department's mass firings of prosecutors who helped investigate Trump. The sources say officials are trying to identify individual agents to fire at the administration's direction and over objections by the FBI's acting director. Yesterday, Kash Patel, the president's pick to head the bureau, tried to ease concerns that he'd be out for revenge on the president's behalf.
There will be no politicization at the FBI. There will be no retributive actions taken by any FBI should I be confirmed as the FBI director.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police boats have been combing the banks of the Potomac River near Washington's Reagan National Airport as investigators seek clues into the mid-air collision of an Army helicopter and a passenger jet that killed 67 people. Flight data recorders from both aircraft have been recovered, and Donna Warder reports the Federal Aviation Administration is restricting helicopter traffic near the airport.
The Black Hawk helicopter was on a training mission. Some airspace already was restricted because of the search and recovery at the crash site. But now most helicopters are barred from using the low-to-the-ground routes that run under or parallel to the airport's flight paths. Donna Warder, Washington.
And crews are responding this evening to a fiery scene near an airport in northeast Philadelphia where a small plane has crashed. South Carolina has carried out its third execution in the past 4 months. The state's going through a backlog of prisoners who exhausted appeals while the state couldn't find lethal injection drugs. This is AP News. A mountain granted personhood. Karen Shamus explains.
New Zealand's government recognizing it as sacred for the Maori people.
That opinion will say aye. Contrary, the ayes have it.
As the vote result was announced in New Zealand's parliament, people in the public gallery and even some lawmakers began singing in Maori. Mount Taranaki, known as Taranaki Maunga, its Maori name, is the latest natural feature to be granted personhood in New Zealand. In the past, New Zealand has ruled that a river and a stretch of sacred land are also people. The legal recognition acknowledges the mountain's theft from the Maori of the Taranaki region after New Zealand was colonised. The pristine, snow-capped, dormant volcano is the second highest on New Zealand's North Island. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.